We're going to read the Word of God this morning from 2 Corinthians 4. I'm going to be preaching this morning on 2 Corinthians 4, verse 15. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants, for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then, death worketh in us, but life in you. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. I'll read verse 15 once more. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. I'm going to start this morning, however, not with that verse, but with a verse from Romans 1, Romans 1, verse 21. That verse in Romans 1, says that one of the characteristics of those who do not believe is that they are unthankful, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. I want you to think about that for a minute. About 300 million people here in the United States are celebrating Thanksgiving Day. And the Word of God says there in Romans 1 that the vast majority of them, those of them who do not believe, are not thankful. That's quite something. 300 million people celebrating Thanksgiving Day, and they're not thankful. Some of them even recognize that, you know, and don't call the holiday Thanksgiving Day anymore, but call it rather Turkey Day or something like that. Our text in 2 Corinthians 4 explains Thanksgiving Day and how Thanksgiving Day can be celebrated by people who are not really thankful, how it's impossible for many of them to be thankful, because 2 Corinthians 4, verse 15, makes an inseparable connection between thanksgiving and grace. Without grace, the grace of God in Jesus Christ, His saving grace, it is not possible to be thankful. And what many people think is thankfulness is no more than a feeling of comfort. They're comfortable, well-fed, satisfied as much as they can be with what they have, but they are not thankful. So I call your attention this morning for a few minutes to grace and thankfulness. And we're going to look at the fact that thanks is really the same as grace. That's one way in which they're related. Then we're going to look at the fact that thanks has its origin and source and reason in God's grace, not in earthly things. And finally, we're going to look at the fact that thanks is the crown and purpose of God's grace. And all of that by way of demonstrating that only God's people, only those who believe, are truly thankful. What do I mean when I say that thanks and grace are really the same? Well, if you look in a good concordance and look up the word thanks or thanksgiving or thankful, you'll find that in the Greek of the New Testament, that word has the word grace in it. Thanks is full of grace, if I may put it that way. And that, of course, is already proof that those who do not have the grace of God cannot possibly be thankful, and that Romans 1 is correct when it says that even on a day like today, they are unthankful. True thanks is full of grace. A little study of the word will show that literally the word is good grace. That's what thanksgiving is. That's what thanksgiving says. It acknowledges that God's grace is good, better than anything else. Not only acknowledges that, but praises God for the goodness of his grace. And in that way is very really full of grace. It's grace that gives us a reason for thankfulness. It's grace that moves us to be thankful. It's grace that helps us to understand that God is the giver of every good and perfect gift. It's full of grace. And that's what I was trying to get at in that first point when I said that thanks and grace are really the same thing. Now, grace, when we think of grace, we think, of course, first of all, of our salvation. Grace is that wonderful gift of God that makes us spiritually beautiful. You get an idea of what grace is when you think of the word graceful. A person who is graceful is not just beautiful on the outside, but has a certain inner beauty that shines out, even in the way they move and speak. And that's what God's grace does to us, who, of course, are anything but beautiful, apart from grace, dead. Scripture says, in trespasses and sins. But grace makes us, in God's sight, beautiful with that true spiritual inner beauty that we were talking about. Does that by removing the guilt of our sins. A guilty person, because his conscience bothers him, and he's probably dealing with the consequences of his wrongdoing, is anything but graceful, worried, afraid, whatever it may be, he is anything but graceful. But grace not only removes that guilt with which we would otherwise appear before God, but it also removes the presence and power of sin in us. Sin that, when it's present in us, makes us look not like God, but like Satan. Hear of your father the devil. Jesus said to the unbelieving Jews, you think you're like Abraham, your father, but you're wrong. You're really like your father, the devil. And grace takes that away. And of course, that's a reason for thankfulness, too. The great reason for thankfulness. And a person who is truly thankful is one who acknowledges that he is not the same person person he once was, but has been redeemed and justified by the saving grace of God in Jesus Christ. Now, I mentioned that, emphasized that this morning because we associate Thanksgiving Day not with God's saving grace, the grace that redeems us, justifies us, sanctifies us, but we associate Thanksgiving Day with food and all of the other earthly things that we enjoy, things that will be each of us enjoying in a few hours. What does grace have to do with that? Or is there no connection between them? And then, but if there's no connection between them, why do we call this Thanksgiving Day? Using a word that's full of grace. Well, I think you know the answer to that. The answer is, well, it's really in the passage, in what the Word of God says in the very first part of verse 15. All things are for your sakes. Turkeys, potatoes, vegetables, all things are for your sakes. President, I think it's by presidential decree anyway, although I'm not 100% sure of that, that we have Thanksgiving Day. That's for your sakes. And so is everything. And not only an abundance, but poverty and sickness and affliction and suffering and death itself as well. All things are for your sakes, and that's grace. You see? We may eat today in our own homes, here at church, with family members, whatever. We may be eating the same food, the traditional foods that are eaten on Thanksgiving Day. But there's a real sense in which the child of God eats those things differently than an unbeliever. Because whether he eats a dry crust of bread even, or whether he eats a huge meal, for him, what he eats comes with God's grace. Always, always. So that in a way that we don't fully understand, whatever happens to us, whatever we have, whatever circumstances we go through, we are receiving God's grace. All thanks are for your sakes. And that means, to use an example from our own congregation, that Mary, who's just home from the hospital, hasn't been able to be in church now for quite a while, still weak and recovering from her illness, is in that, probably not able to eat a big Thanksgiving Day dinner either, is in that and with that, being given grace by God. It is for her sake. That's really the same thing, of course, as the Apostle Paul says in Romans 8, verse 28. All things work together for the good of those who love God. But that means, again, that thankfulness, if you're going to be thankful today, it really doesn't have anything to do with the fact that you're comfortable, well-fed, having things, if indeed you do, but has to do with the grace that makes those things a blessing of God and for your sake. That all traces back to the cross, of course. If that's true, it is only because Christ died to make that possible. But that's all the same thing as saying that if you are thankful, you're thankful not just for things or for the circumstances of your life, but thankful for grace. And then you can understand, too, why a person who doesn't believe really can't be thankful. Because the opposite is also true. Grace, that's one of the things we believe very strongly. Grace is particular. It is only for the people of God. But that means that those who have more than you and I have, who have everything they want, who, as far as that's possible in this life, are contented and happy with what they have, they can't be thankful because everything they receive comes not with God's blessing and grace, but with His curse and disfavor. How could you be thankful for that? It gets to the point, doesn't it, where you don't even want to talk about being thankful because you know that you have to be thankful to someone. And you don't want to talk about him. And you don't want to talk about him not only because you don't believe in him or profess that you don't believe in him, but because you understand that you are under his judgment and wrath, even in your eating and drinking. And so you start talking about Turkey Day or something like that. Leave the whole matter of Thanksgiving out of the day entirely. And do that, of course, because it has no place in your celebrations. But it's because all things are for your sakes, as Paul says in verse 15, that he also talks about the abundant grace of God. Really, the word is something like overflowing grace of God. And the reference is to the fact that God, by his grace, does not just rescue us from our sins and make us his own, but that grace of God touches every area of our lives. It overflows into marriage and family life and into our eating and drinking, into the health or illness that we enjoy. Doesn't matter where we are, what we're going through, what's happening to us, what we have, the grace of God flows into those circumstances and into what's happening to us and changes it in a way that the ungodly can't even begin to appreciate. That's the connection. In the second place, between grace and thanks. First of all, thanks is full of grace. But this also, that grace flows into every area of our lives. And it's in that connection, too, that I want to focus for just a moment on that word, many. That the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of God. How many are we here? 30? Even if you count all the people of God in the United States who are celebrating Thanksgiving Day with truly thankful hearts, from a human point of view, that's not very many, is it? Not very many at all. Very small number compared to the 300 million people or residents or citizens of our country. But it's many. Many. Because even though in numbers were but a few, we are the ones, are we not? We're truly thankful on this Thanksgiving Day. Many in the sight of God. Many in comparison to those who know nothing of thankfulness and know nothing of thankfulness because they know nothing of God's grace. So, thankfulness is full of grace, and grace is the reason, the only reason for thankfulness. There's one more thing in the passage that centers in that word redound. Not a very familiar word to most of us. That the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of God. You know what that word means? Don't. It means increase. Become more abundant. Overflow. Similar to the word abundant in the verse, in meaning, but a different word, actually. But read the verse. understanding that that's the meaning of the word. All things are for your sakes. There is grace in everything for the child of God. That the abundant grace, the overflowing grace, might through the thanksgiving of many increase to the glory of God. It's one of those passages that wouldn't say what the verse says, but word in the Word of God. Grace increases. That's the idea. Through the thanksgiving, through your thanksgiving, and through mine, grace increases. Overflows, becomes more abundant, grace, thanksgiving is full of grace, and then it increases grace, all about the grace of God. But what does that mean? How can the Word of God say that our thankfulness increases, makes the grace of God more abundant? It's a very emphatic way of saying that it's through the thanksgiving of God's people that the grace of God in Jesus Christ shown in all of its loveliness and glory, and God Himself is magnified as the God of all grace. We don't increase God's grace by our thanks in the sense that we make grace more wonderful, greater than what it is. How could it be greater? Measured by the cross and suffering and resurrection of Christ, by our own salvation, how could it ever be greater than what it is? But through our thanksgiving, magnified in this sense, that God has shown in all of His glory as the God of grace. And that's the reason, too, why thankfulness is such an important part of the Christian life, because you can take that home with you, beloved. It's in the thankfulness of God's people that the purpose and goal of everything God does for us is reached. That's just another way of saying that His purpose is not that I be comfortable. Now, first of all, not that I be happy or blessed, not first of all, although He does bless, blesses beyond what I would ever ask or think. But His purpose is always His own glory, to show what a great God, what a magnificent God He is, especially as the Savior of His people. And would you and I in song or prayer show our thankfulness to Him, that that purpose is reached already in this life But of course, we'll be reached perfectly when we're in heaven. And our whole life in heaven becomes an expression of our gratitude to Him and shows for all eternity who and what He is as the Savior of His people. That's why you're here this morning. We're here because we need to be reminded that thankfulness is not about a table full of food. It's not about being healthy and strong. It's not about prosperity, about having everything I want and everything my way. But it's about the grace of God in Jesus Christ. And it's good to remember that when we sit down to an abundance of food and drink. That it's the grace which comes with those things. More than anything else for which we are thankful. And that it's possible, too, to have that abundance and no grace and therefore no reason to be thankful. That's why we're here. But that's the reason, too, why there's nothing wrong with celebrating Thanksgiving Day. Good day, family day, an enjoyable day. But you and I don't really need it, do we? Thanksgiving Day is not just for us a Thursday in November. Is it? But every day of the year. And every day of the year, because there is not one day of the year. When God's grace is missing, or that same grace not overflowing into every area of our lives, do we realize it? No. Sick, alone, in pain, troubled. It's hard for us to see and remember what the Apostle Paul says here in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 50. All things are for your sake. But, that's the point this morning. All things are for your sakes. That the abundant grace, that abundant grace, might through your thanksgiving increase to the glory of God. God grant that.